It's time to relax, and you know what that means. Glass of wine, your favorite easy chair, and of course...
Rock for Rookies.
Playing on your home stereo. So go on and indulge yourself. That's right. Kick off your shoes, put your feet up, lean back and just enjoy the melodies. After all...
Rock for Rookies.
...soothes even the savage beast.
Let's rock, 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 let's
What's up, rookies? I am Maximum Mike, and you are listening to Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, July 13, 2008, and I am very proud of myself because I have a spectacular show for you guys. We will be doing a girl rock show. Now, what does it mean to do girl rock? Obviously, girl rock isn't so much of its own kind of genre, but... it's girls doing rock. That's basically what it is. It's girls doing funk metal or nu metal or punk or punk rock. But nonetheless, it is spectacularly girly. We're going to start off this week's show with Joan Jett, the godmother of punk and the original Riot Girl. Now, Joan Jett began in the early 80s and really hit it big. I think it was around 82, 83 when she put out I Love Rock and Roll. We're going to be listening to a different song of hers from 1988 by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. This is I Hate Myself for Loving You.
You said you'd meet me.
When I listen to Joan Jett singing I Hate Myself for Loving You, yes, I do hear a lot of the Def Leppard big arena band 1980s metal music going on. But what I also hear is the influence that she's going to have later on in the 90s with Riot Girl music. Now, Riot Girl music was a genre that began in the early 90s during the third wave of feminism, and I'm going to get to my views on feminism later on, but Riot Girl music used to address issues such as domestic abuse and sexuality and female empowerment and, you know, stuff like rape and stuff like that. And a lot of bands picked up on that during the grunge era, because grunge era was a lot of people complaining about how bad their life was and, you know, how dark their world was. And Riot Girl music literally picked that point up to say, there's a lot of stuff wrong, and a lot of that stuff has to do with feminism, and we have our own issues. One of the biggest bands of that era was Bikini Kill. So here is the song Bikini Kill with I like Carnal Embrace.
Yeah. car and the blisters on my lips. I'm not the carefulest of girls. You can tell from the glass on the floor and the strings that are breaking, and I keep on breaking more. And it looks like I am shaking, but it's just in the temperature. Then again, if it were any colder, I could disengage. If I were any older, I would act my age. But I don't think that you believe me. It's not the way I'm meant to be. It's just the way the operation made me. From the state of my room, that they let me out too soon, and the pills that I ate came a couple inches too late, and I've got some issues to work through. There I go again, pretending to be you, make believing that I have a soul beneath the surface, trying to convince you it was accidentally on purpose. I am not so serious. This passion is a plagiarism. I might join your century, but only on a rare occasion. I was taken up in for the labor pains it did, and never. Encourages her. And you can tell from the full body cast that you're sorry that you asked, that you did everything you could like any decent person would. But I might be catching, so don't touch. Don't believe that you're immune to gravity and stuff. Don't get me wet, because the bandages will all come off. You can tell from the smoke at the stake that the current state is critical. But it is the little things, for instance. The time it takes to break it, she can make up 10 excuses. Excuse her for the day, it's just the way the medication makes her. I don't necessarily believe there is a cure for this, so I might join your century, but only as a death will guess. I was too precarious, removed as a cesarean.
We just heard from the Dresden Dolls, who formed up in 2001 and put out their first album in 2003. Now, they call themselves Dark Cabaret, but I hear an obvious influence of Riot Girl music because, well, first of all, the name of the song that we heard was Girl Anachronism, which means Girl Survivor, but it basically just sounds like the early Riot Girl music. Now, we heard from Bratmobile and Bikini Kill. Those were the two bands that we heard from, and they are obvious Riot Girl music. Now, Bratmobile, they're basically had two albums so far. The first one was called Potty Mouth back in 1994, and their second album came out in 2003. It was called Ladies, Women, and Girls. Before them, we heard the song I Like Flipping by Bikini Kill. Now, Bikini Kill are also really interesting. They're known for their wild performances. Toby Vail, their drummer, dated Kurt Cobain before he was killed, and that's what the song Aneurysm by Nirvana is written about her. And Kathleen Hanna is currently married to Ad-Rock of the Beastie Boys. Now, Bratmobile and Bikini Kill are Riot Girl. What does that mean? I said earlier that it was based on third wave feminism from the early 90s. Now, right now, I'm actually learning about feminism in my contemporary theory class. So what is third wave feminism? Well, obviously, feminism is the empowerment of women that all started back in the 70s. Now, second wave feminism apparently was women basically saying that there's a universal girl empowerment, that all girls basically have the same goals in life. Now, this was during the early 80s. Third wave feminism showed up in the late 80s, early 90s, where it basically said, no, not all women are the same. Not all women share the same goals as middle class white women, because there are black women and lesbians, and, you know, every woman has her own ideals and own ideas. And that's what third wave feminism was. It was Bikini Kill and Bratmobile and now the Dresden Dolls saying, no, we're all different and we don't have the same goals and we're all individuals. That's what feminism is. Now, feminism up to a point still has its place in today's world. But as I was learning and as I said to my professors in school, I'm very against feminism, or at least the feminism of the 1970s, because I feel that it had its time, but it's over now. I consider myself a child of the feminist movement because, well, for instance, when I went out and I found myself a wife, I decided that, you know what, I don't mind if she's smarter than me, and I actually found a woman who is smarter than me. And supports me half the time, and, you know, I have no problem that she makes more money than me. Actually, consider it a good thing, guys. Go find yourselves women who are smart and can make money. I do not feel intimidated by strong women. And that's why I think feminism has had its time, because we are all the effects of feminism. It's time to move on, guys. Come on, let your women have power, because they already do. Deal with it.
chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
That was PJ Harvey with This Is Love, and like Joan Jett before her, she is one of the biggest influences in girl rock today. PJ Harvey has won so many awards. She's had like 5 Grammy Award nominations. Rolling Stone named her as 1992's Best New Artist and Best Singer-Songwriter of 1995. She's been Artist of the Year, and Rolling Stone has also placed 2 of her albums in its 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. She was also rated the number 1 female rock artist by Q Magazine. She's just truly is one of the pioneers of rock music. Forget girl or not girl, she is a pioneer of rock music. Her singles include Down by the Water, Good Fortune, and of course, the song we just heard, This Is Love. Before that, we heard from Alanis Morissette. My God, what a change, right? Listen to what she used to be. 'Cause I have one hand in my pocket. And then you listen to her nowadays and she's all poppy, right? Well, the idea is that her first two albums, the thing is that her first two albums were dance pop music. This was like in 92, 93. Then all of a sudden, like 94, she put out A Jagged Little Pill, and she just became this huge alternative rock hit. Now, I've mentioned it before. I mentioned that she started touring with Vanilla Ice, but which one of them is around nowadays, right? The RCAA considers Alanis Morissette the best-selling female rock artist of all time, and also the best-selling debut album by a female artist in the U.S. Now, we started off the block with the band The Breeders and their song Cannonball, which happens to be one of my favorite songs from the early 90s. They had that one small hit, and they exploded onto the alternative scene, but then didn't do much for a really, really long time. But one of the other reasons that I decided to put them on this week's show was the fact that April 2008, they put out a new album called Mountain Battles. And for those of you who are still wondering, Kim Deal is still the lead singer of The Breeders. A lot of people know Kim Deal as the lead singer of The Pixies, one of the biggest punk alternative rock bands ever. Moving on, let's take a little listen to Lullacry.
Too late to land, yeah. Like so far. so hard to read. Big hit, backlash, I see your face and I wanna smash. Gonna take you far. Your charm, sweet sound, it's up for sale. Fail. A certain beauty that $1 million.
The freaking Guano Apes with the song You Can't Stop Me. I love them. And that Sandra Nasik, the lead singer, is so hot. The Guano Apes, as far as I'm concerned, are the only band with a female lead singer who successfully literally just took over the funk metal, new metal era with Limp Bizkit and Korn and all those bands. They did that music so well, but there was just something unmistakably womanly, forget girly, just womanly about that music. Sandra Nasik owned everyone else. They had like three albums. I think it was like Proud Like a God, Don't Give Me Names, and the last one was Walking on a Thin Line. Now, they pretty much split up for now, but Sandra Nasik just put out a solo album called The Signal not that long ago. Before then, we heard from The Murmurs and their song Smash. The Murmurs put out about four albums between 1991 and 1998. They're an alternative rock pop band with this surf sound very much like Smash Mouth, but nonetheless, they still come out sounding like classic girl rock. We started off the block with Lullacry, Finnish goth metal. I've played them before. The best thing about them is there's just this powerful attitude that they have. Now, this last song for part one coming up, very big song, very important for girl rock. I also happen to know that it's like several different people's favorite songs. Everyone, here's No Doubt and Don't Speak.
Don't speak.
And that was Don't Speak by No Doubt off their Tragic Kingdom album, which came out somewhere in between 1995 and 1997. Their genre's very new wave punk, or what's also known as third wave ska. Ska being, of course, a Caribbean sound mixed with American jazz, and then there was the two-tone, which came out in the 80s, which was that ska music mixed up with the punk, with hardcore punk lyrics. And then finally the third wave, which was, you know, bands like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones and Less Than Jake, and also No Doubt. You can hear that horn section just really, really strong, and that's what the ska is. Now, when they first put out the album, their first album totally failed when No Doubt first came out because it was considered too poppy. Finally, they put out Tragic Kingdom, and then they exploded, and they were everywhere. I remember when No Doubt came to Israel, and the entire country was going absolutely crazy. But, you know, things didn't last, and eventually Gwen Stefani moved on to her solo stuff, and she became a bit of a whore. And, you know, people were wondering what was going to happen with the band, but I've just heard that even though Gwen Stefani's currently pregnant with her second child, apparently No Doubt is back together and recording their next album, which is supposed to come out sometime next year. That's all for part one. You're listening to Rock for Rookies.
I especially enjoyed that one. Let's see what's next.
Welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies Girl Rock Special. I am Maximum Mike, and by the way, during the break, I got this really dirty look from my wife, and she was like, feminism hasn't lost its place, you know, and today, because, like, women are still suffering in the workplace, because apparently in America, you know, women aren't getting as much advancement, they're not getting as many promotions, and the reason for this is that women are seen as unreliable, because, you know, if they have a baby or something like that, they leave the workplace for, you know, for like 6 months or whatever, and during that time, other men advance because they haven't taken all this time off. Now, the reason I never really got a feel for this is because, well, I've pretty much grown up the last, you know, almost 15 years here in Israel, and the deal is that men suffer that just as much as women, because the men in Israel are constantly going to the reserves in the army, and they miss out a month here and a month there and a week there, so, you know, it's pretty much equal here. Let's keep on going with Lacuna Coil and Our Truth. I think now would be the perfect time for me to say how much I love the music that I'm playing in this week's show. See, sometimes when you do a theme show, you have to put on specific songs which fit the genre of what you're playing for the show. So a lot of the songs that I play, I'm not the biggest fan of, but they fit it right, and, you know, you guys have to learn about those songs. In this specific show, I would say 90% of what I'm playing are some of my favorite songs of all time, especially what we just heard. Lacuna Coil with Our Truth is one of the most kick-ass songs ever made. Now, a little rundown on Lacuna Coil. They're from Milan, Italy. The lead singer's name is Christina Scabbia, and she is incredible. Amazing vocals. Lacuna Coil are part of the gothic metal genre. Now, they've had 4 albums so far, and they have one coming out later this year in September. Now, I'm really excited about introducing this next song because I just discovered them yesterday. They are homegrown here in Israel. They hail from the center of Israel, and they recorded most of their songs in a recording studio in Sderot. The name of the band is Laid 8, and I want you to take a listen to Tal Itai's vocals. She is absolutely incredible. Here's the song Speechless by Laid 8.
Running out, so tired of this mess. I can't clean up this complicated stuff, this comic tragic farce, this little game of ours. Competition of self-pity, none of us are winning. We try but can't fall asleep. In. A mess I cannot change in, a self-restricting cage in, a body that I hate. Indecisions made too late. Situation of confusion, I can't understand why I'm crying all the time and why you're going mad. Let's avoid the issue, don't you touch me where it. Closing in, we'll be free from my obsessions, from guilty conscience, from unrelenting past, free from me at last.
times that I made you scream, for the times that I killed your dreams, for the times that I made your whole world rumble, for the times that I made you cry, for the times that I told you lies, for the times that I watched and let you stumble. It's too bad, but that's me. What goes around comes around, you'll see. Thank you.
That was the third time I have played Nightwish on Rock Rookie so far, and they are just beautiful. We heard the song Wishmaster, and I have to tell you, I love playing them. I don't get tired of them. Whenever I play them, I don't feel like, oh, I should probably be playing bands that you haven't heard. You guys need to listen to Nightwish all the time. So another really cool, interesting fact about them is, of course, where they get their inspiration from. Almost all their songs are either based on Lord of the Rings or the fantasy series Dragonlance, because they have a whole bunch of songs which mention Kryn or Shalafi, all these crazy words from all the words from the Dragonlance series. They've influenced bands like Vision of Atlantis and Epica, other symphonic metal bands who have female lead singers. So I'm pretty much putting the ball in their court. They have like the biggest influence currently on symphonic metal bands with female vocalists. Before Nightwish, we listened to Anouk with her song Nobody's Wife, which was a huge smash hit, like all over Europe and all over Israel, but for some reason, Anouk has never made it big in the US. I don't know why. I mean, the woman has won like 50 kajabillion awards. She's put out 7 albums, and she hails from the Netherlands, where a lot of those awards come from. But for some odd reason, she hasn't hit it big in the US, so if you're listening in the US and you don't know who Anouk is, totally check her out. She has videos all over YouTube, and she's absolutely fantastic. Yep, K's Choice and their song, Everything for Free.
I don't know who you are, but you seem very nice. So will you talk to me? Shall I tell you a story? Shall I tell you a dream? They think I'm crazy. They don't know that I like it here. It's nice. Everything for free.
My name is Billy. It's my birthday.
It's all that I've got left. Oh, sorry, everyone. Yes, that was Go Betty Go, the girl punk rock band there, just like Simple Plans or Newfound Glory, and they do what they do fantastically. They were started in 2001, and all of a sudden they were all over MTV, and they were using their songs on all their TV shows, and then they hit the Warped Tour in 2004, and they just got the respect that they deserved. Before then, we heard from K's Choice from their album Cocoon Crash, and that was the song Everything for Free. This was back in 1998. I was actually introduced to them by an ex-girlfriend back in 1998. Now, they're like folk rock, but they're most known for the lead singer's extremely smoky voice. Now, coming up, last song before the salute. I've actually wanted to play this band for a long time, but I haven't been too sure of me, I haven't been too sure of you. I didn't know if you could accept this band, because the truth is, they're death metal, and death metal is really crazy, but I can put them on this show because they are a completely girl band. The whole band, all girls, and you have to give them total respect because, well, listen to this. This is Kitty with the song Brackish. And that was Kitty with the song Brackish. They consider themselves alternative metal, but I think that's just because they're all girls, because they do sound like a lot of the death metal bands that I've heard. But I have to tell you, they freaking rock. Now, they got their big start when they center-staged Ozfest, and they were also on a world tour with Slipknot for a while. But now, it is time for our salute. Rock for Rookies is very, very excited to stand up and salute one of the greatest bands ever with a female lead. Rock for Rookies salutes Garbage.
Fire!
Garbage, the Scottish-American alternative rock band with something like 14 million records sold over their careers so far, had a bit of a patchy start. They started off with Butch Vig, who's a, you know, super famous producer, and he was on drums. They had Duke Erickson on bass and Steve Marker on guitar, and they were like, they'd all worked together in the past, but they'd all worked with separate bands, and they wanted to get together and make a good band together. So they started talking about it. They had all worked with all male bands before, so they were like, we need to find an awesome kick-ass female singer. So they were looking around, and a young girl by the name of Shirley Manson, the lead singer of a small band called Angel Fish, caught their attention. So they called him on in, and they're like, you totally have to audition for us. So she came down from Scotland to LA, and she was totally gonna audition for them. And then that night, Butch Vig found out that Kurt Cobain died, and I'll get to tell you why that's important soon, but either way, it was scrapped because Butch Vig had to go take care of the whole Kurt Cobain thing. And so Shirley Manson went off, and she finished her touring with Angel Fish, and then like a couple of, you know, months later, she called them up and said, I totally want to audition for the band. So she came in, and they totally did not click. The whole thing sucked. And then so she went away again, and then one day she was working on lyrics, and at this point Angel Fish had broken up, but she started writing these crazy lyrics. So she called up the guys again, and she said, I totally want to try out with you, and I wrote some great lyrics. So they brought her over one more time, and apparently things just went super smoothly. So Shirley Manson calls up her mom in Scotland. She's like, Mom, I've just been accepted to this great American band. And she's like, what's the name of the band? She's like, Garbage. And mom started screaming at her and told her she wasn't allowed to play in the band. But eventually they got together and they started throwing out their albums to different record labels. But they didn't announce what their names were because of Butch Vig, who I'm going to get together again soon. I'm going to get to you guys about that. So they signed to a really small label and they put out the self-eponymous album Garbage. And they put out the single Stupid Girl. Here you go.
Pretend you're bored.
So that was Stupid Girl off their first album, Garbage, from like back in like 1995, 96. And you heard all the electronica. You heard all the, you know, instrumental electronic beats that were there. And that is largely in part of Butch Vig. Okay, so who is Butch Vig already? Butch Vig is one of the biggest producers in the music industry. He's, you know, he produced Nirvana, and he produced all of Nirvana's albums, and he's worked with bands like Limp Bizkit and Korn, and he's remixed stuff, and he's totally into production and beats and remixing, and he is the drummer for Garbage. It's like his side project. So that's why when they first started throwing out their albums to the smaller labels, they didn't say that he was in the band, because then everyone would have been, you know, gone crazy for the band just because of him, and they wanted to get accepted because of the music. So 2 years later, it's 1998, they put out Version 2.0, their second album, and it was a huge success, you know, due to in part the fact that the first album was huge, but this album was absolutely incredible, and it became mainstream very quickly with a whole bunch of fantastic singles. And I totally remember when the band came to Israel. I'm gonna play a song off that album now, Version 2.0. This is the song Push It. That was the fantastic song Push It. Now, after they put out version 2.0, Garbage went on a huge world tour, and they made it all over the country. And I remember when they came to Israel, because my friend, one of my friends, I'd rather not say his name right now, one of my friends went to see them. Except when he finally went to buy tickets, they were completely sold out. So he was looking around the internet, and all of a sudden this really shady, crazy dude contacted him on the net and asked him to do some stuff for him on the internet. Just, you know, some stuff. And then eventually he went up to meet with him in some alleyway in Tel Aviv, and the guy gave him a ticket to the Garbage concert. Done. Either way, totally worth it. He said it was one of the most amazing, amazing concerts ever. Very soon after they finished up with version 2.0, they actually did the single for the James Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough, which became a huge hit and was number one in several different countries. I personally didn't like it. It was a bit too slow for me, but, you know, that's my opinion. You guys are, you know, welcome to yours. About a year or two later, they came out with their third album, which was entitled Beautiful Garbage, and their first single was absolutely incredible. Here is the song Cherry Lips.
She gave you everything she had, but she was young and dumb. She just turned 21. She didn't care to hang around. So when the shit came down, while she was nowhere to be found, this life can turn a good girl bad. She was the sweetest thing that you had ever seen. You're such a delicate boy in the hysterical realm of an emotional. You could make grown men gasp when you'd go walking past them in your hot pants and high heels. Oh, they could not believe that such a body was for real. It seemed like rainbows would appear. Whenever you came here, the clouds would disappear because you look just like a girl. Your baby blues would flash and suddenly a spell was cast. You're such a
was Cherry Lips off of the album Beautiful Garbage. I wasn't too big of a fan of the rest of the album, but I didn't hear it all the way through, but the couple singles they put out really were not my alley. Now, what's going on with the band today? First of all, after Beautiful Garbage, they put out another album called Bleed Like Me. They had started it in 2005, and they started writing a whole bunch of songs, and then they just realized that it wasn't the right time, and they just stopped for like 2 years. Finally, they put it out in like 2000, early 2000, and late 2006, early 2007, Bleed Like Me. it did pretty well, had a whole bunch of hits, but then, like, just the band sort of fell apart. They'd overextended themselves, and they went on an indefinite hiatus. Shirley Manson started working on her solo project. She started working with a whole bunch of different singers and writers, and Butch Vig was there to help her produce the thing and stuff like that. Butch Vig himself decided he went and produced albums for Jimmy Eat World and Against Me and the Subways, who I've played before because they totally rock. In 2007, they put out their first hits album called Absolute Garbage, which was a huge success because people wanted to, you know, buy a CD with the word garbage on it again. As of May 2008, Shirley Manson has announced that she's going to get an ongoing role in the TV series Terminator: The Sarah Connor Chronicles. But they also announced, apparently, that the band was back together and that 2008 was going to be the year that they would start working on their fifth garbage album. So, for all the reasons above and the fact that this band totally kicks ass, garbage. That's all the time we have on this beautiful Sunday, July 13th, 2008. I hope you enjoyed this foot-in-the-door look or small insight into the world that is girl rock. I hope you enjoyed listening to the music, because I sure as hell enjoyed playing it. I'm Maximum Mike, and you've been listening to Rock for Rookies.
There. I hope you enjoyed our time together today. You know, it seems harder and harder to just sit back and enjoy the finer things in life. Well, till next time. Ta-ta.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go. Let's go. Let go. Let's go.